Welcome back to another episode of the Trials of Life podcast. I'm your host, Marcia Terry. We are episode 9, people, and I'm so excited that you're here today. If you're new to the community, make sure you like, subscribe, download the podcast so you don't miss an upcoming episode. So excited that for those of you that have been here for the last few weeks and have enjoyed your feedback and your comments, thank you so much for being a part of the community. Today, we are going to dive right into our topic, which is adore. It is a part of the self-care framework that I designed. And today we're going to discover self-love even a little bit more deeper than we did before. So why is self-love even important? Is it indulgent to say, I love me. I love me some me. Is that indulgent? Is that self-promoting? How does it make you feel to say that to yourself? I love me some me. Try it. Can you even say it? And if you can't say it, what is stopping you? So it's important that when we are talking about self-care, that we understand that you have to love who you are. Yes, you have to love that person of who you are. And it's not an easy journey, trust me when I say, to love sometimes who you are, because you might not even like that person. So if you don't like the person, you can't love the person. We have to shift our mindset on how it is that how we relate to who we are, right? And how we can be in love with who we are. And where does that start with? In my belief, it starts with the words that you say. So if you are not saying words of care and compassion, if you're not expressing those words of care and compassion to you, how are you going to love that person? I was listening to something the other day on a social media platform, and the individual was encouraging men to hug on their children, like chest to chest, heart to heart. And as I was reading through some of the comments, one of the things somebody was saying was that, you know, my parent did not hug me and tell me that they loved me. And because of that, they grew up feeling unloved. Imagine if you just gave yourself a little hug, like hug on yourself a little bit, right? How does that make you feel? You're like, oh, Marsha, why are you even talking about that? If you don't love you, how can other people love you? And I truly believe that you have to speak out loud the things that you want to invite into your life. So I recently had a friend who told me that she manifested, you know, love in her life in a way that was like point by point by point by point. But if we don't put it out there, if we don't put it out there into the universe, if we don't ask God, if we don't write it down on paper, how are we going to get it back? You have to speak it out loud. I'm a firm believer that you bring about what you speak about. So if you're speaking negative things about who you are and about how you show up in the world, how do you think your inner voice, your inner child, that inner person that lives on the inside of your head that I've talked about before, how do you think she is going to respond to you? She is not going to be too kind. No, she's not. So you have to change the words that you're using in relationship to yourself. A lot of times, I believe that we can be extremely critical of who we are. And even though we don't say it per se out loud to other people, the fact that you're thinking those criticisms about you, it is almost as if you are saying them out loud. The universe does not discriminate against how it responds to you, fortunately, right? So you have to be careful of the words that you choose as you talk about yourself. That's number one. Number two is, I think it's very, very important when we're talking about adore and how we love on ourselves that you listen to your body. A few weeks ago, I got sick. I'm a person that takes vitamins. I eat fairly healthy. I take care of myself. And I woke up one morning and my voice was gone. So you can only imagine how, like, to my detriment, as I was had plans for the day to record an episode for the podcast, and I didn't have a voice. But truthfully, I felt it sneaking up on me like a good 2 or 3 days before. I felt the low energy. I felt the scratchiness in my throat. I just felt a little tired. How many of us kind of push through those feelings and those emotions and we don't pay attention? There are plenty of people, for example, that we see in my day job where they are kind of used to living in pain. In fact, my husband and I were out the other day. We sat down with another couple and the gentleman was talking about how he needed to have a knee replacement, but he just kind of pushes through the pain. How many of you do that? You push through the pain because you think that is the way you're supposed to live. No, it is not. If we don't listen to our bodies, if we're not paying attention to the cues, to the signs, what do you think our body is going to do? It is going to continue to break down, right? Maybe you're having a little bit of chest pain. Maybe you're having an ache in your back. Maybe you've been having this nagging headache that won't go away. Maybe your vision has been blurry. Whatever it might be, maybe you've noticed this uptick in weight, or maybe you're losing a lot of weight. Whatever it might be, you need to listen to your body. Nurse Marsha coming out, because I am a registered nurse too. I don't know the amount of patients that we saw when I was actively practicing nursing that were not listening to their bodies. And as a result of that, you end up on medication, you end up having to have surgery, maybe you end up lying in the bed for longer than you need to be, and that just invites in a whole bunch of other problems. But if at the outset, when you felt that little angst of pain in your neck and your shoulder and your back, if you felt that little pressure in your chest and you didn't blow it off, how different would your life have been? Right? I cannot urge you or encourage you enough to listen to your body, because when you start listening to her, you will start to pay attention to what she's telling you. And she might be telling you that, look, sis, I am tired and I need a break. I cannot keep up the pace of, you know, the early mornings and the super late nights, and you're not feeding me properly, or what you're feeding me is not wholesome and nutritious, and I just feel horrible. Listen to your bodies, my friends. That is a way of you demonstrating to yourself self-love. All right. And I've talked about this time and time again. And again, maybe it's for you, maybe it's not. It's about learning how to be reflective. Some people choose meditation. Some people might choose journaling. Some people might take a walk outside, whether you're in nature, whatever it might be. How is it that you are being reflective? How is it that you are looking inward and asking yourself those hard questions? If we are always busy with this program, this event, taking our kids to this sporting thing, or showing up for somebody's event, or, you know, going to that party, or serving on this committee, and our schedules are so full. And at the end of the day, you come home and you flop on the couch. You're like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Where in there are you finding time to be reflective? Because it's in this place of reflection that the inner voice will speak to you and tell you exactly what you need to do. It will give you this level of clarity when you're a reflection. So whether it is you're choosing to walk outside and you're breathing in fresh air and you're getting that oxygen circulating and you're moving your muscles and your joints and you're feeling good because you're feeling invigorated, and suddenly you've been the answer that you've been looking for in relationship to a problem that you're having at work, or maybe a situation in a relationship, comes to you with such clarity. Why? Because you're choosing to be reflective, right? I cannot emphasize enough how that translates into you loving on your body and loving on you. A lot of times I believe that as women, it is the biggest challenge for us to love ourselves first. And yes, it might sound a little selfish, but the truth is, as I've said, I believe here before, you cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot continue to give of yourself to others if you yourself are not filled. Try it. Try and take a jug of juice from the refrigerator and pour. And it's empty. The jug is empty. What's going to come? Nothing. The same thing happens when you try to pour into others and you yourself are not filled. And how do you fill yourself? It is truly by self-care. Right? It is truly by self-care. And I've talked about in previous episodes, you know, my formula for self-care. If you've not done that, if you've not listened to that, go back, find the episode and listen to the formula. And maybe you can tweak it, you can tailor it according to what you need to do. But I believe that there is a formula that is the key to self-care. And it works every single time you follow the process, right? So today, I just want to invite you to ask yourself, how can I show myself a little bit more love and kindness? What is it that I need to do? What do I need to give up? What do I need to stop doing? And what do I need to invest in more? What are the things that bring me joy, that bring me happiness, that make me feel alive? How can I find more time to do those things, whatever they might be? Or how can I find time just to be alone and be still, even if it's just for 10 minutes a day? What is it that you can do to invite that self-love into your heart and into your body? So, as we wrap up today's episode, I'm going to invite you to go to my website, marciaterry.com, and sign up for the upcoming webinar. There's going to be a webinar that we dive into a little bit deeper. It's going to be a little bit more personal about how you can discover the power of self-care. So go ahead, go to marciaterry.com and sign up for the webinar. Details will be forthcoming. Next week, we have an amazing episode. I'm just going to give a quick little promo. So the last few episodes here, it's just been me and you talking and me dialoguing with you. And you're like saying, I kind of like what she's saying. So next week, we're going to have a guest. And I'm so excited to be able to share the guest with you as we kind of have a discussion on what self-care looks like for us. It's going to be interesting because the guest is going to be my husband. I'm so excited that he has agreed to come on. And as we have this conversation about what self-care looks like for us and how we both have discovered it very much differently, one for the other. So be on the lookout for that episode. You do not want to miss. And thank you so much for joining us today. And again, welcome to the Trials of Life podcast, where we dissect the trials of life one episode at a time. Be well. Have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.